with his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yarmi Marasi Sheichu. The Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Rishmuel, the schus for Rabbi Yisrael. The Moshe Mordechai Feit Shlita, the schus Moshe Rabbi Peshadina Hainet Shlita. The Baruch Abba Hatzlacha B'chol Maasei Yadayim. We're going to be discussing the union of Matzik Zula and Mitzvah Baba Aveira. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Mechot Chom Mitzvah Matzah Alach Zayin. A person is not yotze with matzah that's asur to him. The Rambam says that you're not yotze with matzah that's asur to you, like tevel, untithed produce, stolen matzah, and the rule is if you can bench on it, then you're yotze. You can't bench on it because it's a dabar aser, then you're not yotze your mitzvah of matzah. Makor divrei Rambam, hevi Yerushalmi, mechena magid mishnah, v'shar nosei klei Rambam, is a Yerushalmi, perek yud gimel, halacha gimel. We see that you're not yotze with matzah gzula, and the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yossi says, ein mitzvah avera, mitzvah can't be an avera, so how can your matzah gzula be a mitzvah when it's an aveira? Rabbi Ila says, it says Eila mitzvahs im asisin kemitzos and rain mitzvahs im lavein mitzvah. Did it as you're supposed to, it's a mitzvah, and if not, it's not a mitzvah. So we see that matzik zula, that the eating of this matzah is an aveira, you're not yotze by yidei chavaso, it's a mitzvah baba aveira. Matzik zula, that the eating of this matzah is an aveira, you're not yotze because the mitzvah is an aveira. And therefore the Rambam paskins, you're not yotze also with matzah of tevel, because any mitzvah that comes through an aveira, the mitzvah is pasul. Can't be yotze a mitzvah with an aveira. However, l'chora, the Rambam is against his famous sugya psachim and daf lamed hey. It says there that the reason you're not yotze de'echov is matzah. De'echov b'matzah shel tevel is because it says l'sechol alav chometz. The Yisr has to be Mishum Baal Tochal Chometz. Yet it's a Zeh, but if it's Tevel, there's no Chometz problem. It's only a Tevel problem. And the Gemara doesn't say anything about it being a mitzvah above Aveira. You can't do a mitzvah within Aveira. And the Gemara asks, so if it's not like the Rambam, the Gemara asks, hey, where did the Yisr of Chometz go? How can you say it's not Chometz? And the Gemara answers that it's Rib Shimon. Shimon holds Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr, so therefore the Yisr of Chometz can't be Chal the Yisr of Tevel, so you have matzah that can't be a chometz stick, so then it can't be yotzei matzah. It has to be that the only problem is a chometz problem, but it can't be that there's a problem of, it can't be that there's no problem of chometz, it's only a problem of tevel. And this is according to Reb Shimon, who holds Einis or Chalal Iser. That's the maskan of the Gemara. However, the Rambam paskins that in Iser Mosif or Kolel, that if there are additional Isurim on the item or on the person, in other words, if when Isser B is added on to Isser A, it also adds on additional Isurim to the item or to the person. It's not just us the way it was with Isser A. Isser mostly for Kolel. So the Rambam doesn't paskin like Reb Shimon. Rambam paskins that the Isser Cholel Isser if it's an Isser mostly for Kolel. And according to the Rambam, the reason of the Gemara is not Shaykh, because the Gemara says that this is according to Reb Shimon, holds an Isser Cholel Isser. But there's more, but when it comes to Isser Chametz, there's even an Isser Hana in addition to the Isser Tevel. So the Isser would be Chalal Isser. So the Rambam doesn't accept what the Gemara says, because the Rambam holds that Isser is Chalal Isser. So he doesn't paskin like Reb Shimon. And so he can't paskin like the Bavli. So he goes with the Yerushalmi that you're not yotze because your mitzvah can't be an aveira. And so emerges from the Ramach and the Rambam. However, Ikar Divrei Rambam, Rabbi Kivager asks in Agos to Shulchan Aruch Tov Nandalet, El Chayra, once he chewed the matzah, he's kona b'shinoi. So it emerges that when he's mekayim the mitzvah, the matzah is his. In the Chori here, there's no dina mitzvah above Avera like we find with the Araminim. That if he was kona then b'shinui, it's not a mitzvah above Avera, so why is matzah gzula psula after he was already kohen of the matzah, and so on, in the tshuvas habacha chadashos, kachusachron simin aleph. Another kasha in the Rambam is that in Pesachim Lamed Ches, there's a machlokas Rabbanim Rav Meir. If you're yotzei b'matzah shel ma'aser sheni, Rav Meir says you're not, and Rabbanim say you are. And the Gemara says that the Yisod Halacha is the Gzeir Shevel Lechem Lechem from Chala. It says, are we so seichem? And therefore, just like by Chala, it has to be yours, it has to be your Isa, so to lean achilas matzah, we require that the matzah be yours. Now, Shitas Rav Meir is that ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoa. Shitas Rav Meir is that Maisel Sheni is Mamun Gavoa. And for this reason, meaning it's Hashem's money, this Maisel Sheni. And therefore you're not Chayev Al Isis Maisel Sheni B'Afresh Eschala. There's no Chayev of Afresh Eschala because it's not yours. It has to be yours. You're not Yotzei Matzah. Again, Rav Meir holds you're not Yotzei Matzah Shal Maaser Sheni. It's not yours. And you're also not Chayav Alisis Maaser Sheni B'Afresh Eschala because it's not yours. And so too, you're not Yotzei, according to Rav Meir, Chovas Dalad Minim B'Esrik Shal Maaser Sheni. It's not yours. So now the same would apply that you're not Yotzei Chovas Matzah B'Maaser Sheni because it's not yours. Hashem came to Rabbanan, the Maaser Sheni's mom and Hediot, it is your money. So it's considered lachem in your yotzei. That's what comes out from this sugi over there. So we see from this lahedya that in order to be yotzei mitzvahs matzah, we require that the matzah has to be yours. And I have to understand, why does the Rama have to say the matzah gzula, you're not yotzei? Because you don't bench on it, and it's a mitzvah above ba'aveira, the Rama should say it's pashut not yours. And therefore you're not yotzei. However, the Rosh in Os Yud Ches explains that the reason you're not yotzei but matzah gzula is because it's not yours. And by matzah it must be yours. However, the Rambam brings the reason of the Yerushalmi, that it's alt mitzvah baba averus. We have to understand why. And if you want to say that we're talking about matzah that he stole and then he was kona b'shinui, so lechora that's not considered a mitzvah baba avera. Then he should be yotze. If he wasn't calling it, then he shouldn't be Yotze because it's not his. Another kasha is that the Yerushalmi Darsh is the pasuk Eila mitzvahs. If you did it kimitzvahs, then it's a mitzvah, and if not, it's not a mitzvah. So we see that a mitzvah of Avera doesn't work. So lachora, the question is, we also see this in the Bavli, in Sukkot Daf Lamed, we have a pasuk. Vevesim kazul vesapisech vesachoyle ani Hashem ohev mishpat sani gezel beba'ola. So we see two psukim the Gemara and the Bavli brings to tell us that God doesn't want your mitzvah above averas. From here we learn mitzvah above averas puzzle. So we have two psukim the Bavli. So why do the Rishonim, the Magid Mishnah and others bring the makor of the Rambam that mitzvah above averas is no good from Eilam mitzvahs from the Yerushalmi? We have a Bavli. So if that's what the Rambam means, Rambam doesn't say the words mitzvah b'aveira, but that's what the Rambam means. So why bring the Psukim and Pasuk, the Gemara and the Yerushalmi, when we have Bavli, we have Psukim and the Bavli to pass the mitzvah b'aveira. Another kasha is that l'fi divrei mefarshei Rambam, it emerges that the Rambam paskins l'halacha the Yerushalmi. That there's a klal that you can't be yotzei mitzvah d'araisa if it's done toch k'dei aveira. Therefore, yet matzik zulu, you're not yotzei, we have to understand. In Hilchas Lulav, in the 8th parak, the Rambam paskins that if you take a lulav a gazel b'yom sheni shel sukkos, you are yotze. And it's mashma even in the Beis Hamikdash where the mitzvah is daraisa. Nevertheless, you yotze de chovas hamitzvah only on the first day of sukkos. You're not yotze because we require lechem, but later you are. And the Raiva there is masik on the Rambam gazel's pasal it's mitzvah above avera. Nevertheless, we see in the Rambam that even though the lulav is gazel, you're yotze de chovas hamitzvah. So maishna lulav a gazel mimatzik zula. Just like by matzik zula, you're not yotzei. Mishum shein avera mitzvah. Hua din li netilas lulav. You're also not yotzei. Mitzvah above avera. So why does the Rambam say no? Matzik zula, no good. Lulav agazul is beseder. Moreover, even if we say that the Rambam only wants to be machshir, the tilas lulav, on the second day outside the Beis HaMikdash, where it's only Rabbanan, it still doesn't work. Because from the Yerushalmi, we see that if somebody rips for his garment for an avelus, and the garment is a stolen garment, he's not yotzei, because it's a mitzvah above avera. Even though mitzvah kriya is only midrabbanan l'rov rishon, we see that it's not a klal that by mitzvah rabbanan we don't say this psul. We see even that the rabbanans we pass in mitzvah above avera. So b'meneshtana din achilas matzah or kriya alameis b'chefza gazel, if one is not yotzei, then atilas lulav hagazel, that is effective al kopanim the second after the first day. Even b'yomtiv sheni. So these are a series of questions that we really have to understand. Ay, 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 you know, when you learn sometimes, you just get stuck in the thicket, you know? How are you going to get out of this? So these are all asked, and many Achronim deal with these questions. So we're going to go in the Mahalach of the Gevaldik Sefer Olamoid. Let's look at the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks, why, if one is Korei Al Meso, B'Shabbos, he's Yotzei Yedei Chovas Kriya. Even though Toch Kedei HaMitzvah, he's Mechal Shabbos B'Melechas Korea. But if somebody eats Matzik Zula on Lil Pesach, he's not Yotzei. So the Yerushalmi answers, Taman Gufa Aveira. Mashen came B'Korei Al Meso, Iyu Avar Aveira. So when it says, Taman gufa avera baram hacha hu avar avera. So the Yerushalmi says that if one is korei al meso, he's being over an avera. He's yotze. One is korei al meso b'shabbos. But if he eats matzik zulan lo pesach, he's not yotze because gufa avera, because the matz itself is guzzle. And the korei al meso is when one rips for his departed relative, so that's like taking matzah from shesiach shesarabim, where he's definitely yotze, even though he's over his shabbos, so he's still yotze. So to korei al meso, he was over in a very yotze. But when it comes to matzah zula, there he's not yotze. Gufa avera, there it itself is an avera. Whereas in the case of korei al meso, he did the avera. So we have to understand, what's the Oimek Svaras Yerushalmi? What's the Chiluk? So this Yerushalmi, as we've discussed this in the past, and we're hopefully going to discuss it again in the future. The Beis Yosef explains Pshat in the Yerushalmi that the Din of Mitzvah Ba'Aveira is not Pshat that you did a Mitzvah with an Aveira. Pshat is that the problem Mitzvah Ba'Aveira is that there's a Psul in the Cheftz of the Mitzvah. If the chefza with which the mitzvah was done is an avera, then the mitzvah is pasul. And for this reason, matzik zula is psula, because it's an avera b'mehusa, the chefza of the matzahs is pasul. Stolen. Kloimar loidomi l'matzik zula, doesn't kufa mitzvah shi ha-matzah, hi avera, shi hi gzula. The chefza of the matzah is an avera. Avalacha gufa choluk eino avera, here the chefza of the garment is not an aveira, the maisi did is an aveira. So that's the chilik of the Yerushalmi, the chefts and the gavra. The gavra did an aveira, you yotzei, it's not a mitzvah aveira. The chefts is a chefts of an aveira, you're not yotzei. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. However, with Divrei Rambam, we have to understand, because the Rambam paskins, it's just like you're not yotzei b'achilas gezel, you're also not yotzei with tevel, or maisa rishon that you didn't take trum off of. And then he adds a klal. If you don't bench, you're not yotze. What do you mean if you don't bench, you're not yotze? It means that if you're over an avera bizman kiyum ha-mitzvah, you're not yotze. That's all that matters, that you're over an avera b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah. Rambam doesn't seem to make a chilek between the cheftz and gavra. And the Chora is, can you say that Tevel is a Chefetz di Surah? No. Tevel you have to fix. the gavra eats without hafrasha. So the chora lefi the Yerushalmi, one could argue that you can be yotzei with tevel, because there it's the chefza of, it's the person being over an isser eating it without fixing it. But it's not a chefza di sura like zeilis. If the Rambam says tevel is no good, so who says the Rambam is really going with the Yerushalmi? So Rabbi Kivager asks in the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi proves like it's chiluk from the fact that if one is motzim or shesech or shesaram is yotzei dechovasa. So l'chora tema. In such a case, when he eats the matzah, he's not over any avera. How can you compare that to ripping on Shabbos, where he's over an avera d'oraisa b'shas kiyum mitzvah? So in this kasher, Rabbi Kivager explains that the Yerushalmi is talking about a case where the person ate the matzah as he's being motzi mirshus l'rishus. So here he's eating the matzah toich kedei maisa aveira. And the Yerushalmi says l'chorot should be pasal atzmus of aveira, and the Yerushalmi's machri Yerushalmi decides no, you're yotze. You can't compare it to eating matzah gzula, because they're gufa aveira. It's not a cheftzadi surah. So that's the way we understood the chilik of the Yerushalmi is between a chef to the Yisur or not. But maybe we can go out on a limb and suggest an alternative interpretation to the Yerushalmi than what the Beis Yosef explained. The halacha that was explained in the Yerushalmi ain't a veira mitzvah. It would appear that pshat is that asiya shebemuhusi hi maisa shal aveira, if you have an action that in essence is a maisa avera, you can't be mekayim a mitzvah. And this halacha shayich dafka, where the guf kiyum v'asiyas ha-mitzvah is ba'atzmuso a maisa avera. The essential fulfillment of the mitzvah is inherently and essentially a maisa of avera. So then we say that a pe'ula, an action that ba'atzmuso is aser, cannot be considered a maisa mitzvah. Masha enkein, where the avera and the mitzvah by chance the aver and the mitzvah are coming together, there's no chisar in the maisa mitzvah, and you would be yotzei. So eating matzah gzula is a maisa of gzela by the achilles mafkia the matzah from the bailim. He takes away the matzah from the owner, so it emerges that this matzah is aser b'achila to maisa of gzela, and memela when he eats the matzah gzula he can't be yotzei dechavasa, since it's a maisa shel iser batzmusa. So a maisa shel iser batzmusa can't be a maisa, can't be a maisa mitzvah. Hashem can korel maisa b'shabbis, ripping for one's dead relative is a mitzvah. Not a gishmak a mitzvah, but a mitzvah. Hashem shechayev levarach al ha-ra, kachayev levarach al ha-tova. But since he does it on Shabbos, it's a usser. But this iser is caused by the day. Yom Kagarim. This iser is caused by the day. Ve'ena pula ba'atzmusa ma'isa shel iser b'mahusa. But you can't say that ripping for one's relative is a ma'isa iser. Lo v'lo. It's be'etzem mutter. Just that he did it at the wrong time. And the example of this is eating matzah toch kadeh that he's walking outside. But smuso eating matzah is beseder. He just happens to be doing it at the wrong time when he's doing an isra of hotzah. So that's the difference between where it's gufa vera and huavar vera. Gufa vera means that it's bat smuso maise vera. Huavar vera means that it just happens to be that now it's an avera, but it doesn't have to be an avera. So now we understand the Rambam, who connected in one halacha matzah gzula and matzah tevel. And he says that it all depends on whether or not you make a bracha. That's how the Rambam learned possibly pshat in the Yerushalmi. That any aveira, not that necessarily it's a chefza shel aveira, but that the maisa b'atzmusa that the person's doing in aveira is an aveira, can't be yotzei. You can't bench. So therefore, tevel, eating tevel is batzmusu on aveira. It doesn't matter when he's eating the tevel. Matzik zul is batzmusu on aveira. It doesn't matter when he's eating it. So those can't be mitzvahs. So maybe the Rambam Taki is going with the Yerushalmi. And what about the lachem? We asked in the Rambam. Why are you coming from matzik zula because of mitzvah above aveira? Why don't you say it's not lachem? We also have the kasha of Rabbi Kivegar and the Rambam. The moment he chews the matzah, he's kona b'shinui. The Gemara B'suka says that Dar Armamina, once you're kona b'shinui, there's no mitzvah above aveira. So why don't by matzik zula we say like that? So apparently these kashas answer each other. That be'emes, you can't passel matzik zula because we require lachem. Because when he's chewing the matzah, it's his. He's kona b'shinui. And therefore it's considered his matzah. But since only a day maisa achila becomes his matzah, it emerges that the maisa achila makes the gzela worse, because until he ate it, it belonged to the nigzel, and now that he ate it, he made a shinui, so now it's his. That's hemshecha gzela, and therefore the achila is a maisa avera, and the le'isas has scholas achila, and the whole achila is one maisa. So since in this maisa he's stealing from his friend, therefore he can't be yotze with this achila, because an avera can't be a mitzvah. So Rambam's problem isn't that it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to him, but how did he make it belong to him? By doing a maisa gzela. Maisa gzela is a mitzvah above avera, can work. Earlier on, we asked that in Hilchos Lulav the Rambam is machshir lulav hagazel. It's mashma even in the Beis Hamikdash where the netilah is daraisa. But if the Rambam paskins the Yerushalmi ain't avera mitzvah, and you're not yotze, idei chobas matzah b'chilas isser, so why is lulav different? So it would appear clear that with respect to lulav, it's different. Because after he steals the lulav, there's no additional issur in every netila. Ain't gonev v'achar aganav, but gonev mibeis ish v'lo mibeis aganav, like we see in the beginning of Meruba. The das rabosenu akzos and asiva simin lamadal v'orach ronim. That even there's no issur gzela when the object was already stolen. So the moment he stole it, he stole it. Take it again and again. But matzik zula, when he ate it, then he's putting it into his rishus. That's already worse. Now it's changing rishus. So that's batzmusu amaisa avera. But just taking the lulav, what's wrong with taking it again and again and again? He already did the matzik zela. That's why korea bebeged zula is lo yatsa, because by ripping it. So that's batzmuso a maisa shel gzela, and therefore a maisa vavera can't be a mitzvah. However, the chora is a kasha that in the sugya, the beginning of Lulav Gazel, there are two lashonas of Lulav Gazel's kasha b'shayim as sugas. That's Rabbi Yechon of Oder Amoraim. The lulav is pasul. All the days of sukkas, halts mitzvah baba aver. We learn from the pasuk v'ni Hashem oiv mishpat so negazel b'hoila, or from the pasuk v'gezim gazel v'sipsech v'sachoila. So you see that netilas lulav, there's a psul of mitzvah baba avera, and that's against what we're saying. We're trying to say that by lulav agazel, there's no psul of mitzvah baba aveira. It's already nigzel. So when he takes it again, there's no tosefes gzela. However, it would appear that there, the sugya is talking about a different psul than the psul that we see in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is saying ein aveira mitzvah. And we learn this psul from the pasuk of elam mitzvah, and aveira can't be a mitzvah. And that's talking about a maisa mitzvah. That's also a maisa aveira. A maisa mitzvah. That's also a maisa avera, and ain maisa avera yochel yos maisa mitzvah. Maisa avera can't be a maisa mitzvah. The sugi and reisha lulav gazel is talking about a new psul that's chal on the chevtzid the mitzvah. Veveisim gazel vesa pisech vesa choyla. And we learn from this that a behema gzula is pasul a carbon, just like piseach or choyla are psulim bat smusim. So to behema gzula, there's a psul b'guf ha behema because of the gzela that was done in it. And in such a case, even though b'zman kiyum ha-mitzvah there's no aveira, nevertheless there's a psul in the cheftza. According to the Lishna Kama, the Gemara, even a lulav ha-gazel has this psul, and therefore lulav ha-gazel is pasul ha-mitzvah, even though there's no ma'ase aveira. But the cheftz is pasul mitzvah. So according to Lishna Basra, there's a psul in the cheftz of the mitzvah. That's Lishna Kam, excuse me. According to Lishna Basra, we pass in a lulav ha-gazel is kasher la-mitzvah. It's like yotze b'shol yotze b'gazel. According to the Shita, there's no psul in the cheftz of lulav, and therefore lulav ha-gazel is kasher la-mitzvah. And it could be that the explanation is like the Rishonim write, that this psul is only a korban that comes the ritzui b'beis ha-mikdash, not in stam ma'ase mitzvah. Lishna Kama learns that the arba minim are also by the ritzui, are also coming to appease kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they also have a psul of mitzvah above aveira. But according to the Lishna Basra, we learn that only a korban's psul, and therefore the maskana there is no such psul. Lokein linyan ma'asek zula is an additional psul, and that's the psul of the Yerushalmi, psul b'maisa mishum she'en aveira mitzvah. That's a psul b'chol mitzvah. That's only shayich when the ma'isa mitzvah was done through an aveira, like by achilas matzik zula, the achil itself is a ma'isa aveira, and not by natilas lulav, when by taking the lulav there's no extra aveira. So now we understand why the Magid Mishnah and the other Nosei Klei Rambam say that the Rambam's makor is the Yerushalmi. Why didn't he bring the Bavli? So based on what we explain, we understand beautifully that the psul of the Bavli is a psul in the cheftza. There's a cheft, there's a psul. It's not because he did a ma'isik zeila here, but there's a psul in a chefetz ha-gazel, and the maskana, it's only b'karbon, and it's not in, it's not elsewhere. So the Rambam can't bring this by matzah, because it's only a psul cheftz in the karbon when it's gazel. And the reason you're not yotze with matzik zula is because with the Yerushalmi says eila mitzvah, eina vera mitzvah. There's a difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli is coming, not mitzad that now when he steals it he's doing a ma'isik zela, but because something gazel is pasul b'cheftza, like piseach and choyla, like sick animals and lame animals, they're psul in b'cheftza. So too, what's gazel is pasul b'cheftza. And the Gemara doesn't apply with that. The Gemara says that it's only referring to a karban, this psul. So Rambam goes with the Yerushalmi that an avera can't be a mitzvah, and that's when there's the ma'isa batzmus is an avera, can't be a mitzvah. So there's a ton more to say on this sugya. There's a Ritva who on the Gemara that brings a pasuk to be Mayit Sukha Gzula. So Tosfos asks, why do you need a pasuk? To say it's asur al mitzvah above aveira. So the Ritva writes, "V'hikshu taisus mikol makom kevin shetakum mechaveru haika mitzvah above aveira." He throws his friend out of the sukkah, so it's a mitzvah above aveira. But tirtzul armina mitzvah aveira l'davar shibol aratzis. Mitzvah aveira is only if it's coming for ritzui, like carbon shofar lulav chayetzim and sukkah shem, but ritzui lekam yishu mitzvah above aveira. If there's no ritzui, there's no mitzvah above aveira. But li nira says the Ritva that in the Yerushalmi, Choshish from Matzav Tevel and Matzav Zula, Mitzvah Baba Aveira, and these aren't coming Laritsui. See, Prusin Yushal, Mitzvah Baba Aveira is Noi B'chol HaMitzvahs. Not like Tosis, that this Psul is only if it's coming Laritsui. Based on what we said, we understand Tosis beautifully. That Bemis Da'alach Mitzvah Baba Aveira was only B'dvarim Aboim Laritsui. And that the Ritva asks from Matzav Tevel and Matzav Zula, that's a different halacha, Ein Aveira Mitzvah. And here the halacha is that a Maisa Aveira can't be a Maisa Mitzvah. And that's a halacha klalus b'chol dini ha-Torah. And that's not shayich to the psul of mitzvah baba avera that we see in our Gemara. However, when somebody's toikev is chavera misukaso v'yashav ba, it could be that he's not, when he's sitting in the sukkah, he's not over on any extra isser of gzela. Just the etzim pulas hatkifa, taking the bailam out of the sukkah, that's a ma'isik zeil, that's finished. So there's no din here of ein aveira mitzvah. And therefore Tosfos says that there's no psul here of gazel. Lo amrina mitzvah b'avavero l'davar shibola ratzis. So by tokfa chavero, Tosfos says it's not the ritzui. There's no mitzvah b'avavero. You want to bring me from the Yerushalmi that you see mitzvah bab avera when it's not coming for ritzui? That's only when your etzem maisa is a maisa of avera. An avera can't be a mitzvah. That's a different din. That also doesn't apply here, because sitting in your friend's sukkah after you threw him out isn't an avera. The throwing him out was an avera, but the sitting there is not an avera. So Tosfos is correct. Tosfos is coming in the Bavli mitzad Ritzui, because the Bavli holds that only if it's midin Ritzui, there's mitzvah b'avera. But sitting in the sukkah isn't Ritzui. That's not a mitzvah that comes to Ritzui, like carbon shofar and lulav. That's meratzeh Hashem, that's pieces Hashem kaviyachol. And the Ritva wants to say, oh, but look at the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, in mitzvah that are coming to Ritzui. That's a different mitzvah, that's a different din. If the mitzvah is batzmuso and avera, it can't be a mitzvah. Tevel, matzik zula. That doesn't apply here by tokef su chavero, throw your friend out. There, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah isn't batzmuso and avera. So there's no ritzui, and it's not batzmuso and avera. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah of avera. You need a pasuk of lecha. So, like I said, there's just a velt more to say on these inyanim. My goodness gracious, it's super super kishmak. How much there is to talk about. So I hope that rezeche, it's Hashem yizbarach shemo. Lahamshich. Lahamik Basugya Zu. And we've already discussed in the past as well. So please God, we will hopefully be Zoche Lachzor Velishnos Perek Zeh. And we saw Niflos Mitaras Hashem, and we'll see continuing Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Beli Neder. Yitz Hashem. Hashem should just give us the financial means and the good health and Simchas Chaim, the Seichel HaYosher and the Seichel HaBoyer, Vatzolul, Lomor Lamed, the Shulas, Kaim, Skolar, Esam, Torah, Sibihava, Amen, Be Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Spiris, and Hospital, Avifra.